Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is July 7th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And today's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News, brought to you by the wonderful Body, Mind, Spirit Guide staff. And here today with us is myself, Courtney, Melanie, and Penny. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yep, thank you, Court.
For making our introduction. We're excited to be here. Sherry has just arrived as well in studio. Hi, Sherry. Welcome.
Thank you. Boy, this is a treat. We're actually all here together for a month.
Amazing. Totally amazing.
So we have a lot going on with the guides this month for July. We have a lot of upcoming events. We have new radio show hosts, new advertisers, some wonderful articles. So where would you guys like to start?
I guess, you know, start on the cover and just at least mention that, you know, every month we get a lot of submissions and we can't print them all because, you know, there's limited amount of space. And so we pick the top three articles and we put them right on the cover for you. So this month we have Barbara White's You Are Beyond Amazing. So this is a great article. It's to read and also to share with somebody else. You know, because we generally know we have friends or family in our life that need a little inspiration. And then Stepping Out of Fear and Anxiety. Who picked that one? I'm not going to pronounce her name. I need Mel or
Lucienne Larrabeer.
Oh, well done.
She was actually a guest for an interview. I think it was not last month, but the month before. So I got that name down now.
She's the sweetest
yes.
lady. She's just fantastic. So her article, Stepping Out of Fear and Anxiety, is fantastic too. And then somehow we just had to have food on the cover, but we never ended up with a picture. So that's okay because we have fireworks and we love them. So, but the food of the month is peach.
Blueberry pie.
And the recipe is peach blueberry pie.
And her show just, Valerie Wilson's show was just last week. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, go on to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and take a look at it in the archive. You can listen to it live. That show, she did give the recipe for peach blueberry pie, and she talked about the benefits of peaches and blueberries, but she gave a lot of recipes for summer grilling, a lot of recipes for things that you can do on the grill that are easy and vegan or healthy. So there's a lot of different things that you can kind of pick up from that radio show. So, like I said, you can go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, and you can actually listen to any and all of our shows in archive, including the shows previous to this one on Body, Mind, Spirit News. So go ahead and take a listen. We have some cool things upcoming in radio, since my peeps ran out of the room.
Well, we needed an extra chair in studio.
So for radio, we actually have two new radio show hosts coming on board. This month we have Mary Beth Rombeck-Nelson. She was interviewed a couple months ago on one of her books, but she's actually joining us starting in the month of July. And she will have her brand new show, The Healing Soul, where she will explore a lot of intuitive techniques to help you open up, get in touch with your angels, your personal messages, how to kind of guide your life forward. So her show is definitely a great addition. And her show will actually air live for the first time July 27th, which is a Monday, from 1 to 2 p.m. And starting next month, we have a brand new radio show host by the name of Tammy Adams. And her show, Your Life Purpose, will air the first Thursday of the month, every month, from 7 to 8 p.m. She is an intuitive consultant and a psychic, but her show is going to be geared around angelic messages, readings, so forth and so on. And her show is your life purpose. She does a lot of life coaching work. She is also an intuitive healer, and she's an intuitive consultant. And the cool thing about Tammy Adams is she's been, like, everywhere. like all of these places that are very intuitively and metaphysically inclined, she traveled globally.
To the sacred sites, like in Arizona and things like that?
She's done so much traveling.
Wow.
And in the process of all this traveling, she's done over 20 years of training with a lot of masters and a lot of intuitive gurus and so forth and so on. So her show is definitely one to listen to as well.
I love it. Yeah, it's kind of nice because, you know, they can bring that experience to us, and that's for free, you know. People can listen in and gain and join. Cool.
So those are two new shows to keep your eyes out for. And then also this month on July 20th, which is also a Monday, we will have in-touch interviews with Dave and Gail Miller. They've been on the show before to talk about access consciousness, but they're going to be talking about some more techniques that they're currently working on and some things that are going to bring up some powerful questions. He's actually published a lot of articles in the last 6 months about some powerful questions that we have as human beings. And he's going to explore that in in-touch interviews for this month. So definitely listen to that. That'll be from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can call in and definitely learn more about yourself.
I also would like to point out, on page 23, Dave Miller is also our In the Light advertiser. And a lot of times it's unclear exactly what access consciousness bars are.
Yes.
So the article clearly describes what they are and how they do what they do to help you move beyond limiting beliefs. I personally have experienced his what he does, and it is really powerful. And you really do, just from one session with him, I felt like there was more room within myself to expand. It's really something, and what he does is quite amazing. He's also going to be public speaking on different topics, like for post-traumatic stress disorder. The techniques that he uses can also help with ADHD and ADD. It's really quite interesting. So it's definitely a good article to read. It's on page 23, and it'll be good, too, to hear the interview coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, and if there's anyone who's a part of an organization like the nurses or, you know, if you're in a corporation, Dave's an excellent speaker, so you can call right from you can call us for his information or check right in the magazine. And he has a lot of different talks that he enlightens people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a good person to invite to your organization to find out more. Very cool.
We also, what about Up to the Mic this month?
Every month I do an Up to the Mic article kind of featuring one of our radio show hosts. And for this month of July, we chose Adriana Lesniak. She does a show every second Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. Her show will be live this Saturday from 10 to 11. And she was featured this month, and you can actually read the article to learn more about her. She's very active in the community, and she will be talking about her Great Lakes retreat that's coming up in the month of July. So the whole show is geared around that. And she also does psychic readings towards the end of the show. So if you're interested in a free one-question reading, you can call in that day. She does them live right towards the end. But her article is geared a little bit more around that as well. So she's a very active part of the Great Lakes Retreat, and she teaches and so forth. And her show is going to feature a guest on that. And also the article talks about it a little bit. So if you're interested in joining that event, you can definitely check out the article or the radio show. And it's a great opportunity for classes and drumming circles and to shop. And I mean, it's just, I think it's 3 or 4 days long. And it's affordable. It's affordable to attend.
Yeah, it really is a nice event, too.
Yes.
You know, they take a lot of time. They take all year to get the right speakers, and it's not just thrown together. They put a lot of thought into that event, and I've heard really good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Awesome.
So what do we have going on as far as new advertisers or events?
Well, we got an awesome event. That's the Festival of Colors.
Right.
And this actually goes all over the United States, so we're lucky to have it in August 8th, in Michigan, in Novi. We're proud to be sponsors of this lovely event. The Festival of Colors is a family-friendly day full of fun. It's a celebration to promote friendship, love, and unity through music and colors. This event is about bringing colors to the life of people and let them throw their worries to the wind. It's about all of us being beneath all the colors. We have the same heart filled with love and compassion. It's really wonderful. They're going to have live music, rock bands from Utah, LA, and New York. They're going to do a powerful mantra meditation. There'll be lots of different types of dances and live dance performances. A lot of authentic, spicy Indian food and vegetarian food will be there. Various exhibits that will be ethnic selling, showcasing Indian jewelry, arts and crafts. There'll be free yoga, lots of kids' activities. It's really beautiful and wonderful. If you go on the magazine on page 16 and page 17, there's a full description of the event and a beautiful flyer that shows the colors. And the colors are all organic and natural. And it's just really beautiful. So it's the Festival of Colors. And it's going to be held in Novi at First Park at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 8th.
I think it's just beautiful. I mean, if you have a chance, you may be listening on your phone, but if you have a chance to go to their website, oh, my God, go. It's amazing because, you know, there's things we do when we're kids that we wouldn't think of doing as an adult, and that's something that you could just walk in and see little kids tossing flour at each other or color. This is just all organic, beautiful color. And so at the end, everyone is sort of a rainbow of different colors, and it just looks like so much fun.
Yes,
I'm excited.
It's really cool. In the article, it says what to expect. Colors. They're dry, organic, stain-free colors thrown every 45 minutes in the air.
Yes.
So you just get totally covered. In the flyer, you can see all these people covered in beautiful colors.
I know. It's totally amazing. I kind of feel like, you know, I'd want to keep the T-shirt, like spray it with hairspray or something.
Yeah.
Just sort of have a memento of it because it's amazing. And if you watch some of the videos, you can see just puffs of color moving across the crowd. It's totally cool. And kids are free. I don't know if you mentioned that. You know, free admission to children under 10. So it's a family event, too.
Free parking.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I agree. So are you girls going?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sherry?
Oh, I'm looking at my schedule.
Okay. Where are you going to be, Courtney?
My husband's having surgery the day before.
Uh-huh.
So unless they'll let me roll in a hospital bed, cover him in colors.
They're dry, organic, and stain-free.
Let's roll him in with the hospital bed, you know, the IV drip.
So I do want to say about the Festival of Colors, traditionally, the purpose of it is to celebrate the overcoming of good over evil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's just a universal celebration.
And celebrating the human spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful, beautiful event. Yeah, we're thrilled to sponsor that. Good job. No.
What other events do we got going on? Also, I think it's on page 16, right next to the Festival of Colors, there's a Reiki Fest coming up. And that will be held on July 19th at the Deep Spring Center for Meditation and Spiritual Inquiry. That's in Ann Arbor on Packard. It's a suggested donation for entry, anywhere from $5 to $10. They'll basically be practicing Reiki as a group, but they're also going to have a description and will fully explain what Reiki is and how it helps and what it can do for your life.
Yeah, I think events like that are really nice if you have family members that you try to explain something that you think you fully understand, but then you start to say it and you're like, I need somebody else to explain it to you. So events like this are a great way, if you know the healing benefits of Reiki, you know, to bring friends or family that, you know, they can get a good experience and a good explanation.
Yeah, especially if you want to learn more about it, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, very cool. You're a Reiki master, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sherry's a
yes,
Reiki master. What about anybody else here? You're our only healer. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for letting me.
Yeah, very cool.
Awesome. What else do we got going on, guys?
We wrote a little cheat sheet, a little list.
Can
you read my writing? That's the question.
Well, we have Raven Caldera coming.
coming to Michigan?
Well, you should know that.
Should I know that?
Somebody should.
Coming to the Wandering Owl.
Yes. Listen, I thought it was a female too, and if you look at the picture, you see it's really it's a guy. It's definitely a guy, but he has long, beautiful hair.
This is the event. Jim talked about for Wandering Owl. This is actually a rare event to be able to go to. The cost is $20, but it's Thursday, August 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. But Raven is actually pagan, I believe, and will be talking about how to manage a polytheistic pantheon. He's a neo-pagan. But if you are kind of interested in learning more about that, then this is definitely an event you want to check out. So kind of like one of those rare opportunities to meet with an author who doesn't do as much traveling or doesn't make it up here to Michigan often.
And for the Wiccan or pagan community, many of them, you know, have his books, and it's a really big deal. So if you know somebody, you can share this information with them because it's kind of spur of the moment that he was able to come.
Yeah.
They didn't plan it for a long time in advance, but we were able to get it in the publication. So.
And if you're interested in working with different deities or deities, depending on how you want to pronounce it, gods, goddesses, things along those lines, and this is an event for you. It'll definitely help you connect to them, but it also will help you learn how to do appropriate offerings, offering places, rituals, you know, how to respectfully deal with them and work with them. So this is definitely an opportunity to kind of get to know the gods and the goddesses within you as well as the ones you work with.
Amazing.
So I want to talk about the Magical Mackinaw first.
Okay. Yes, me too.
I did not get a chance to do this over the weekend, even though I was only 2 hours from the bridge. But I'm hoping by the end of summer I'll actually be able to go up there and do this. But I know a lot of people are, you know, going up to Mackinac Island right now. And if you're my husband, you pronounce it Mackinac. but they have walking tours, and it's actually held by Crystal Earth, which is, they're right on Mackinac Island, and their address is 6947 Main Street. But you can check out their website at crystalearthllc.com. But they have tours up there. So around this time of year, a lot of Michiganders kind of go up there and vacation.
Yeah.
So if you want a kind of a cool tour, a magical tour, then this would be your cup of tea.
Yeah, you definitely want to connect with them. You can
mm-hmm.
connect with them ahead of time. And I believe they have a store there.
Yeah.
They just have even just a different walks and
yeah.
different things that you can do. So there's fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
to connect with them on. Very cool. We also have an event that is from HAI.
Human Awareness Institute.
Thank you.
Global.
Global Human Awareness Institute. And they offer a free mini workshop. And this coming month, July 10th, in Royal Oak, they're going to have a gathering at 7 p.m., and then the free workshop starts at 7:30 to 9:30. And when they have these gatherings, one of the things they ask, again, this is Human Awareness Institute. It's a mini workshop. They ask you to show up on time. So you need to show up on time if you'd like to go to the free mini workshop.
And that would be showing up at 7. Because the workshop starts at 7:30.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you show up at 7 or a few minutes before, and there's a gathering, and then the workshop will start prompt at 7:30. And this is at the Life Learning Center on Rochester Road in Royal Oak. And let me give you a number where you can reach out to them just in case. You can, of course, go to their website, which is www.hai.org. Or call them at 734-523-8566. And, again, that's just a free mini workshop.
What is the workshop on?
Well, it's about creating love and connecting. And I think that some people come at it, I haven't been to one, but I've heard some things. Some people come at it as kind of connecting with other people, but I think they're really more focused on love of self.
Yes.
First, you know, creating that connection with yourself. yourself that you are extending love and connect, feeling connected.
And releasing ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
And about a year ago, I got the opportunity to interview them. And for all those people out there, no matter what type of relationship you're in, whether you're married, single, divorced, they are the organization for you. They work with people from all walks of life. They, you know, no matter what type of love life you have, and they'll help you work on you and kind of becoming, you know, the person that you want to be, releasing that fear, that doubt, insecurity. They are really geared towards helping people in the area of love. And most people think, well, okay, then this is like a single site. It's not. They do kind of those type of meetups and so forth, but they are geared in a way that maybe like your normal online, like, you know, OkCupid and all that is like, you know, like, I just want to meet somebody and date. They do this all naturally in a really positive way. Because, you know, if you're divorced and you're trying to put yourself back out there, maybe you don't feel that confidence. This organization can really help you with that.
Amazing.
So they are a wonderful group. I recommend them all the time.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I haven't been single in so long, I would not even know about that. But it's all
so
good.
You work on self-love, and you don't have to be single, married, or anything for self-love.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I didn't even realize it was more to do with, or that they assisted with those different things.
They
I'm glad you added
with
that in.
Everything. Even if you're married right now, and you're just kind of like, they do like couple sessions and couple groups where like you can go in and you can actually work on the love between the two of you. They're not trying to downsize it or up it, but maybe it'll bring a closer connection between you and your spouse. So they do all kinds of workshops. And they, when they say global, they mean it. So they do have a location here in Michigan, but they also have a location throughout the United States, and I believe they're overseas as well.
Wow.
So they're awesome organizations. Yeah, I'm an advocate for HAI.
Very cool. Very cool.
So do we have any other events to talk about?
There are lots of events in the publication. So we recommend that you pick one up on the stands if you're here in Michigan. They're in 1,400 different locations. Or if you just want to go over to the website, you can get a digital copy right on the homepage of BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. And there are like three pages of different events that are happening in the community. So be sure to check those out. We were just bringing you some of the highlights.
So articles. Was there anybody's favorites this month?
I mean, you know how, Courtney, you're always saying there's some kind of theme going on? We don't create it. It's just through spirit. It kind of just sort of shows up. It seemed like it was getting rid of worry.
Doubt, fear.
You know, doubt,
fear.
It was like eliminating those things.
Yes.
So Dave Kirchhovik, he wrote 5 simple steps to get rid of angst. Who uses that word? Just a writer. Only writers use
but
that
everybody
word.
Everybody knows what it means.
I know. Worry and other bothersome energies. So I thought that was pretty good. I like the way that he, you know, he's got it down to 5. You know,
mm-hmm.
just make it. I think,
make it quick.
Yeah, it makes it more simple to get it through my head and understand. So I think that's a pretty good article.
Lucy Ann wrote one about stepping out of anxiety and fear as well. So there was kind of that common theme throughout the magazine this month. A lot of people wrote about getting rid of fear, doubt, getting rid of attachments, all of those types of things.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's another one, letting go of attachments. To the labels you live by, I love the illustration for this article on page 38. The article is by Michelle LeMay. Is that how you say it? LeMay?
LeMay. That's how
and
she
says. And it says, hello, I'm expanding.
Yeah, very cool.
That was my one of my faves.
Yeah. Very
and
nice.
So really, the articles that are on the front are picked through by our editor. So we may have different favorites than what are on the front.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not picked by all of us, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. And then there's one by Courtney Overfield. And that one is Fear Does Not Equal Freedom. You were on topic. You know, it's freedom. It's the 4th of July. It's birth of the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you were on topic for that. So that's a good article. Are there others that are about the 4th of July or freedom at all? I guess getting rid of all those fears is freedom, right?
Yeah, it's a freedom of mind and a freedom of self.
Okay.
So, and there was one about past lives, a deeper understanding by Nancy Well, which is actually coming up a lot lately. I don't know if you guys probably haven't seen this. There's this new show on TNT. Me and my husband are watching it, and it's called Proof. And it's about a doctor who, she's a cardiologist, and she's, like, headstrong. She had a near-death experience, doesn't think it's a near-death experience, and she's actually exploring and trying to find scientific proof of past lives, of reincarnation, of all these things. It's actually a really interesting show to watch because you see it from a scientific dynamic.
Right.
But then you also see where there's something she just can't prove.
Yeah, I actually started watching that. But what happens in our household is I keep pretty busy. So my husband records things that he believes will entertain me. And then he'll have like 20, 40 things. And I'll be busy. So then all of a sudden I'll watch like six at once in one day. Which is, okay, we'll just watch that little series, you know.
Yeah.
So.
That's usually how it works in my house. My husband records everything. And then I usually try to go through and delete all of his recordings.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we have to watch this. And then I get stuck watching like 12 episodes of a show. And I'm like, all right, but now where's the rest of it?
Yeah, that happens too. Yeah, I call Howard. He's like the entertainment department. He handles all that in our household.
So, but there's a lot of neat articles in there, and we always kind of try to talk about the stone, the gemstone, and the rock of the month. So I know the gemstone for July is ruby, which is actually one of my personal favorites, even though I don't wear it often.
It's my favorite. Ruby is my favorite.
There is a myth that if you wear ruby and your ruby actually turns darker in tone or is clouded, that there's negative energy around you or within you,
mm-hmm.
and that it's time for a cleansing.
Well, if you look at the article, it's on page 29, it says that the ruby strengthens both the emotional and physical heart, bestows to its wearer love of self and spirit, bringing joy into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So rubies are, you know, they're a little bit harder to get your hands on, but they're a beautiful stone.
Yeah.
Right, because they're expensive?
They can be expensive, but you can actually get raw ruby. And that's actually not as expensive for somebody
right.
who wants to, you know, carry the energy on you. And there's
right.
really no difference between the polish that you get in your jewelry or the raw.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for jewelry, you're going to pay a decent price. If you're looking for a raw ruby, a lot of metaphysical stores will carry it, just like they'll carry raw garnet.
Mm-hmm.
Garnet and ruby actually have very similar properties. Garnet actually happens to be a little bit more protective than a ruby, but they're very similar, and they both have a wonderful energy to them.
And in the article, it just says there's limited sources of
yes.
this gem.
Because they, of the mining of it.
Yeah. So they actually just discovered new sources in the year 2000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, so many people are mining now. It's become a hot commodity, and then on top of it, there's such a higher demand for stones and crystals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a collector out there, you really want to kind of keep what you got because you never know. 20 years from now, you might not be able to get your hands on topaz anymore or some of the tanzanites or things along those lines. So even malachite, you find it in Africa. There's only certain mines that you can get it. And nowadays, we're mining so rapidly that it might be one of those stones that you just don't see as often.
They might also outlaw it, as they have many other things,
yeah.
like ivory and other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I'm going to get my ruby and wear it.
Yay. it's a gift of love and friendship.
Yeah.
Symbolizes freedom.
That was my first ring that Howard bought me.
That's awesome. It's a symbolism of freedom.
Yes. Yeah.
Right with the theme. Thank you, Spirit.
Yeah, that's perfect. We didn't plan that. It just happened.
It's a centuries-old stone for different symbolisms and different things. Many, many cultures have used it for many, many different things. It's part of the breastplate of the Romans and all kinds of things.
That's really cool. So that's even for if you were born in this month, that's your birth stone.
Yeah.
Cool.
So also with Cancer is your Virgo, is your zodiac.
Yeah, let's do Cancer. Let's read that. Can you find it, Sherry?
Happy birthday, Cancer. Energetic Mars in your sign helps you eagerly set goals and take action. Meditate on what you really want, spiritually, physically, relationship-wise, etc. Focus and be open to the best steps to take. Even if you don't have precise ideas, get started and guidance will come. If planning a job change, efforts could take until September to manifest, but they will happen.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, I believe that's Courtney's sign as well. We're putting Courtney in the hot seat today. But I wanted to go back for a minute, Sherry, and you were saying that it's on the breastplate.
Yes.
So you mean of the high priest?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ruby is one of the stones that's on the breastplate.
It was considered, it's also very highly prized by the not only the Egyptians, the Romans, but also back to
medieval.
The medieval with kings and queens.
A lot of crowns, a lot of scepters and your little balls that you know they got the ball in the one hand and the scepter in the other.
That's a technical term. The scepter part anyway.
I wasn't going there with that, but all right.
I think it would be fantastic to kind of break down some of the metaphysical meanings around the divinity of, you know, whether it's the divinity of Christ, of course, but also going back to royalty and the scepters and all the different ways in which they just fully understood that there are energies and powers in the world and that they can be captured and, you know, amplified. And so it's, I think it's pretty neat to look back at what they treasured. And sometimes we're just learning why, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it can be very cool.
Well, we have the rock of the month, and this is phenacite?
Phenacite.
Oh, so let me, I know you probably have a piece, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a couple.
Sherry usually has the rocks that I don't have. I think this is very interesting because it says in the article that if you are not used to experiencing or feeling any energy, that this stone vibrates so potently that you'll be able to pick it up. So, like, if you have never felt a stone energy before or any energy along those lines, then this is a stone that you definitely kind of want to work with. It is very highly sought. They say it's very rare and it's very expensive, but it's completely worth it.
You can usually find small pieces in a lot of the different metaphysical stores, but they're going to be small ones.
Mm-hmm.
I keep one of mine with my malachite, or I'm sorry, my moldavite in my cage pendulum for my healing.
I think it's interesting that it says it completely sweeps across the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, cleansing and purifying the complete body structure. I feel like if you carried that rock, like, you'd be like a squeaky new babe. You'd be like, I'm feeling clean. I need a shower for a month.
There you go. And if our audience is looking for rocks and stones and people to talk about them, Earth Lore, they carry, you know, they have an ad with us, and that's on page 6. And it's where art, science, and tradition meet. And they have tons of different stones. And they have every other cool thing, you know. It's just fun to go in there. You never know what they're going to have. And they're in Plymouth, Michigan on Wing Street. And the phone number is 734-354-1877.
If you're going to go in there, at least make sure you have a couple of hours worth of time, especially if you've never been, because they have such a large store that you're going to want to be in there for a while, because you'll walk to one shelf and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I really want this. But then you'll walk to another one and you'll be like, by the time you get all the way around, you're going to have a bucket full of stuff, and then you're going to be like, I need to weed some of this out. There went my month's paycheck.
Yes, that's what Courtney, obviously. Courtney has a method and a way to shop there. But sometimes you can just go and get your favorite or what you're looking for. They have a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of beautiful stones there, too. I was just there and got a few things for my husband, and then I got a couple things for myself. So they have a stone for everything you can think of.
Very cool. Well, there was one more thing I wanted to mention to the audience, and I'm hoping you'll also tell other people about this, because this is a first for us. The U of M is looking for shamanic practitioners. So if you're an expert shamanic practitioner and you want to get paid for research as a volunteer, you can go to shamanicismstudy.org. Or call them at 361-207-3500. 4367. So please tell anybody you know who's into shamanism, you know, that they're looking to connect with some of the experts. You know, they did this with monks before, where they took the monks in and they went ahead and hooked them up to bio-feeding machines that was able to read when they went into meditation and some of these deeper states. And what was fantastic about that is that it allowed, without billions of dollars, it allowed the general public to know that we actually have that ability to go within, quiet ourselves, and affect our health and make it better, maybe, you know, calm our anxieties and our fears. I think the same thing can happen from studies like this. So please share that information. If you know anybody who's into shamanic practices, let them know that they're looking for volunteers.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I know Deepak Chopra has done a lot of that work with meditation, where they've done actually scientific study to show the differences in meditation.
And most of those, again, that's meditation, that's with the monks.
Mm-hmm.
But shamanic really covers a lot more.
It's more of a shamanic can be in a lot of different variations. A lot of people look at shamanic just as Native American, but it actually expands beyond that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to shamanism than most people give credit for.
I think shamanism, for me, because I've had some personal experiences, simply means lifting the veil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you're past that veil, you know, you come across ancestors,
yeah.
And for everybody, those are different. You know, for one, it might be Native, and other, it might be African, and for some, it might be Egyptian even. So It's just, for me, it's lifting that veil.
Well, if anybody is interested in studying shamanism or learning more about it, you can actually contact The Wandering Owl. I know Jane Stovall actually does some wonderful classes on it.
Oh, great.
So if it's a practice that you've been interested in studying and you want to look further into, then he would more than likely be your guy for that. So, it's a great path to follow, but sometimes we just want to look at differentiation.
Variations. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
There was my hard word for the day.
Because, you know, we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a chance to look at this ad, but it really calls out, and I know that this is new.
Right. So that's in the professional directory guide. That is something that we are expanding. And we do have quite a few new ones, and the one that you're referring to is the AIM program of energetic balancing, AIM for your best life.
Yeah.
That's actually Gail Miller, who is Dave Miller's wife.
Oh, okay.
So that's a new one. The directory guide starts on page 32. Another relatively new one, I think this is her second month advertising, the Enlightenment Downriver Workshop.
Yeah, that one really pops out to you.
Yeah, and then there's another brand new guy. His name is, the name of his company is Advanced Body Work, and they're located in Birmingham.
Wow, they're offering 50% off.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And then we got KT Locke. She's a new directory guide listing.
No, and this is Bowen Work also.
Oh, yeah.
Which it's hard to find really good practitioners of Bowen Work. But Bowen Work swept across the country, and it really has assisted a lot of people with ailments and difficulties. So that's Advanced Body Works. Mark Rogers is the practitioner, 248-761-4135.
Yes, sorry, I interrupted.
I got lost,
yeah.
So I'm like, so where are we now?
Well, so KT Locke is a new one. She's a psychic medium reader. She's right on the same page as Advanced Body Work. She's brand new. She's new with us. So if she does, she's just the messenger, it says in her ad. So you can reach her. She must do phone readings. You can call her at 248-732-7490. And her name is KT. Also, now we've had a relationship with Amy Garber. She's done different things with us throughout all of our existence, really, right?
Yeah.
And you've had lots of workshops and lots of festivals and events.
Yeah, she really collects the community and tries to get the community out doing different things. So we've worked with her, sponsored her events.
She's a new directory advertiser as well. And it looks like she's doing an intuition class starting on July 22nd. So,
oh, Oh, great, on intuition. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So usually when they put, you know, when someone puts that in there, you know, unless it's an advanced class, that's for everybody. So just anybody who either already feels that they're tapping into their intuition or just wants to, that's a great introductory class for that. And that's 722. She is in the Ann Arbor area, which, you know, is relatively close to anyone we deliver to.
Yeah. She also does appointments by phone or in person.
Yeah,
it looks like we have some space available, too, for anybody who is looking to rent healing space in the Plymouth area.
Oh.
This is on page 36. But if you're looking for a meeting space, treatment area, or counseling room, it looks like the space is available for rent. For more information, you can call 734-646-4886.
Yeah, that's a beautiful space. Have you been in that yet? Oh, my God. I mean, it's fantastic. It's all wood floors. It's all freshly painted. It's got beautiful art throughout. And just everything is nice and new and clean and wonderful. So it's a really nice space to work in. So if you want to have a community event, or you can just connect with her because that's going to be a hub, a place where there's all kinds of great events going on.
And that's
on.
Where Francesca Boring is going to be too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's reset for October, right?
So
she'll be coming into Michigan, and we'll have more information on her visit into Michigan as well.
I liked all the quirky little... I know this. I think this is you and your husband, isn't it, Penny? All the quirky little sayings and jokes and stuff.
We cannot say. It's not allowed.
All right. Well, I just found one in here that I think I'm actually going to cut this out and put it on my fridge.
All right. Go ahead and share it for whoever's not.
It's by Barbara White, but she put, an owl can twist its head almost 360 degrees and with wide eyes fully take in all that it sees. The owl is a symbol of wisdom, and it has the ability to see all sides and yet hold a broad vision. Can you see yourself with those same eyes? Can you see all the parts of you through the heart work so that God can be found? I really like that.
Yeah.
Because it's really encompassing a lot of what people are doing right now. They're trying to see things from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around 4th of July, we always try to see from a different perspective.
Right.
And I feel like that kind of encompasses it. So I think I'm going to cut that out and put it on my refrigerator.
Yeah, we've got a few things that I think that are worth cutting out. I never know. Sometimes my husband puts jokes in here, and then I've got a half a month of answering phone calls. Yeah, I know. Because he really thought that was funny. So that's why I never say or deny. But there's some fun little quotes in here as well. Do you find one you like?
Yeah, I kept reading that one. I thought that one was really cool.
Go for it, Sherry. Share that one with our audience.
People were coming to the wise man every time complaining about the same problems. One day he told them a joke and everyone roared in laughter. After a couple of minutes, he told them the same joke, and only a few of them smiled. When he told them the same joke for the third time, no one laughed anymore. The wise man smiled and said, "You can't laugh at the same joke over and over, so why are you always crying about the same problem?"
Yeah.
I think a lot of people could
relate
to that.
Absolutely. I might have done that a time or two.
I
or five. A thousand,
I don't know.
A few times. Who's counting?
If it's the same situation, is it always more than one then?
I don't know.
One.
we might have to cut this out
and
put that on our fridge. That might be meant for us. Hopefully there's something that's meant for you in the body, mind, spirit guide. There's, it's kind of like going to, a feast. There's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And so hopefully you find something you love. We definitely want to hear from you. So anything that you like, dislike, have comments about, or would like to share, you can reach us at an email at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. Check out our website, bodymindspiritguide.com, with healthy info in front of it. And also radio.
Yeah, you can contact me by email, radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, whether you're interested in showcasing a product, a book, an event. We have in-touch interviews that go on monthly, and that might be the perfect opportunity for you to not reach just a statewide audience, but a global audience.
yeah.
and get your product and book out there and so forth and so on. If you're actually interested in hosting your own radio show, we have plenty of open spots right now, and it's very affordable. And you can get on there monthly and talk about something that maybe you're very interested in or interested in teaching. So you can email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. You can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com, where we highly recommend you join our email subscription right now that Penny is placed on there. And just to let you know, it's not going to go away until you sign up for it.
Yes. If you're visiting Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, we put something new, which is to collect your email address. So when we have a new fantastic guest, we can email you. So it just is annoying, Courtney, because it pops up every 5 seconds. But once you fill it out, it goes away forever. So you just type your email in there. And, of course, we're not going to spam you. We're not going to sell your name. We're not going to share it with anybody else. If you fill out on bodymindspiritguide.com or bodymindspiritradio.com, that's for us to communicate great things that are happening in the community with you.
And if you sign up on radio, you'll actually get a monthly email that will give you a calendar of all of our shows. So if you have a favorite, then it gives you an opportunity to get an email every single month telling you what day, what time the shows are. But you can also go on there and listen to all of our shows and archive. We work really hard to get them up there and archive with the monthly topics and so forth. And take a listen, because if you have a favorite show, more than likely they're all in archive, and you can actually go back and listen to all those. And feel free to let us know what you think. Is there a host that you like? Is there a host that you would like to connect with? Because all of their information is on there as well.
I'd like to encourage everyone, too, you can connect with us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for both the guide and radio, and we're also on Twitter. Check us
out.
Yeah,
we are on Twitter, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
Tweet, tweet. Rock and Robin. Okay, I'm the only one that old. Fine.
No, I remember.
I am the wise one, then.
I just don't sing it.
Oh.
I don't sing.
Oh, okay. I sing even though it's out of tune, because I sing for me. So.
Well, I think that we kind of covered a lot of stuff that's going on in, you know, the magazine and radio and so forth and so on. Is there anything else that you guys feel like we should mention for the month of July? Besides all of you guys, I hope you had a happy 4th of July. I mean,
yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great, warm, you know, fun-filled summer month. There's lots of fun things to do. So, you know, thanks
for
joining
us. Hopefully everyone got
fun.
A chance to enjoy the beautiful weather we had for the weekend of the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're back to rain. Yay.
It'll be warm by the weekend. It's all good.
All right, well, let's leave you guys with a quote by Eckhart Tolle. The beginning of freedom is the realization that you are not the thinker. The moment you start watching the thinker, a higher level of consciousness becomes activated. You then begin to realize that there is a vast realm of intelligence beyond thought, and that thought is only a tiny aspect of that intelligence. You also realize that all the things that truly matter, beauty, love, creativity, joy, inner peace, arise from the beyond the mind. You begin to awaken.
Yes, it's quite a quote. I remember the first time I heard, "You are not your mind."
Yeah.
I was like, "What? What?" So it took me a long time to figure, to come to terms with that. So that's a good quote by him, for sure.
Well, it's definitely something to think about. And for the rest of July, enjoy the summer. Fall's already threatening us. And definitely listen to us live next month. We're always here the first Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. And feel free to contact us with any opinions, comments, what more you guys would like to see, and so forth and so on. So thank you so much for joining us today. Have a wonderful rest of the summer, and we will see you next month.
Happy summer.